from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But for right now, we got to talk about a little bit of history being made in Atlanta last night. You saw the double back-to-backs by Matt Olson and Lil D. Here's what it sounded like.
Travis d'Arnaud, are they going to do it again? Deep left center, yes! Twice today, back-to-back from Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud.
That's Brendan Gaudin, and that is Bally on Xfinity, by the way.
It will be today.
Is it? Wasn't yesterday?
No,
August 1st.
I was ready to congratulate them on their return to the to the cable airways.
You're premature.
You'll see it today. Yeah, that happens to me. You'll see that today.
I don't know if I'd admit that on the air.
It happens to me all the time.
What does? It does? Mike, they got pills for that. Andy talks about them. Anyways.
How did we get here?
Look, it was actually...
Jump at the news, okay? I get to the news early, all right? I get to the news early.
Okay. It felt like a throwback day yesterday. It felt like a throwback to 2023 because Olson, he goes, Oppo, and then he pulls it, and then... I'm going to tell you something. It's fun watching Travis d'Arnaud hit home runs. We call him Little D around here. And because he doesn't hit a lot of them, but when he does... I mean, they're big yickities. I mean, he really got into both those balls yesterday.
Many taters.
You know, yeah, and Chris Sale gave you a good outing. Wasn't his best outing, but he gave you a good outing. And now you're only 6.5 back of the Phillies, and you're a game up in the wild card.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because we were texting about the Olympics, and then you were like, wait, not to pivot, but this game feels like a playoff game. And it really did. It had a lot of shades of what the Braves were able to do in the playoffs when they were playing really well. It's something from the offense that gives me a lot of encouragement because they have been so up and down. Obviously, it's why they're 6 games back of the Phillies and why there is a large gap in the division. But this means that things are coming together for them at the plate, something that I've wanted to happen for months now, and I've been confused why they haven't been able to string it together. Matt Olson having one of the most uncharacteristic seasons that I think we've ever seen in his career, and it was the first time that two players hit back-to-back homers twice in one game since two guys in Houston did it, one of which named Jose Altuve, on September 4th, 2023. So, you know, this team, finally, they've done this. It was very encouraging to me. I was excited about it.
It's the baseballs. They after the All-Star game, they've switched to the live baseballs.
I have a question about that. Do you believe that's on purpose? Because I think that is a thing. I'm just not sure that it's something that Major League Baseball planned out. I think it's something in the process with the baseballs. Maybe it's manufacturing during the summer or whatever it is up at up at Rawlings or wherever they make these baseballs. I just think something happens in the process that at some point you just go, these baseballs are just different. They're just different at some point, and they start flying out of the park.
What if I told you that maybe it's a money cost thing? Maybe it's cheaper to make the dead ball, and then so they save the expensive balls for the second half where they get in the postseason.
Do we know how many baseballs they go through in a calendar year? Just Major League Baseball, just period. I would have to think it's something in the realm of 50 per game, not more.
I'm sure. No, it's more than that. I would have to imagine it's more than that. I would imagine that an average full inning you'd go through like maybe 7 or 8 balls at least.
You know what
at
I didn't least. Consider too is batting practice, home runs, and foul balls. I mean, that's got to be 50
you have to factor that in. That's part of the day.
Yeah, that's definitely part of the thing. So it's a massive amount. Look, here is Travis d'Arnaud talking about his home run after the game yesterday.
Feeding off one another, but I've always told him anything he can do, I can do better. So just had to show him that, and we had fun with it. I've never seen that, two back to backs in the same game, so it's pretty cool to be a part of.
Yeah, 900,000 baseballs is estimated, but that is not including practice, spring training, or the postseason.
Wow.
That's a lot of
900,000. So you got,
that's
a
lot.
Are we at 1 million if you factor in everything else? Are we at 1 million?
Yeah. I mean, you're over 1 million. You're easily over 1 million.
Way over.
I don't know, dude. 162 games, and you had, I guess you had a pretty good amount of postseason, but still, man, that's a ton. A ton of baseballs, man.
Reading about Soler's return to the locker room, you apparently could just see how this almost seems like a move to make everyone excited again in that locker room, because they talked about Soler as a teammate. Apparently, at one point in time, when Luke Jackson was talking, Charlie Morton just came right up in the middle of an interview and gave him a big hug and then walked away. It's kind of cool to see these guys back because they're locker room guys. Soler did draw a walk. He went 0 for 3. I think it's interesting they're not going to play him every day to start because Snitker's trying to work him in, because I think we forget that there is a difference in playing in the field every day and then sitting on the bench and going up to bat every 4 times.
Well,
which has helped Ozuna, by the way, not having to worry about that.
Ding. But I do want to ask both of y'all, too. I mean, we saw Matt Olson's first home run, and it kind of – wasn't the same as Jared Kelnick from 2 nights ago, but when you start seeing these guys hit opposite field homers, especially a guy like Matt Olson, who has just not found the right swing plane so far. I mean, he was, before the last few days, he was on pace to hit 21 homers this year, a year after he hits 54. Now, obviously, that's jumped up a little bit, but Bo, you kind of pointed out this morning, you start going opposite field with a guy like Matt Olson, man, and there's just something about a left-hander hitting an opposite field home run.
Yeah, it's a timing thing, I think, with their mechanics and everything. In a baseball and a golf swing is timing and with your mechanics. And when he's hitting opposite field, it means he's locked in. We saw it with Freddie.
Yeah.
We've seen it with Marcel, Austin Riley, same. These power hitters, when they have power either side of the field, but when they really get their timing down, they can take the pitch and put it out and not have to do too much. And that means they're not late, they're not early. It's so you know what? It's my word of training camp. So refreshing.
Yeah. That's very nice. Now, that's where the encouragement comes for me, is the opposite field hits, because you know that Matt has power and we've associated him so much with the chop house and he's able to hit there. Well, once he starts hitting opposite field, that's a really good sign. It means that very good things are to come for this Braves
Keeping
lineup. I'm excited about it.
Giving the old front shoulder in.
Exactly.
Taco. All right, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We come back. Terry Fontenot talks about doing it for the fans. And we'll get some more Olympic gold updates. And Olympics has been a lot of fun to watch so far. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You gonna
make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.